I had my second day of 高校 today. 毎日6つのクラスがあります。社会と国語と数学と美術と音楽と英語があります。美術がとても楽しいです。日本の学校の国語のクラスは日本語です。私の数学の先生はとてもいい人です。先生はこの高校に9年間います。
Most teachers are transferred to other schools every 5 years or so. It's not that common to have a sensei at the same school for as long as
私の数学の先生。山本先生はこの高校に3年間います。クラスはちょっと大きいです。生徒が41人います。
The rest of my classes are about the same size.
高校は1年生から3年生までです。私の社会の先生はとてもいい先生です。
She lived in the U.S. for 2 years right after college as an assistant Japanese teacher in the high school in Seattle. She really liked it there. She said that the weather there was similar to the weather where she grew up in Kanazawa.
私の国語の先生もいい先生です。
It's still going to be my hardest 授業 by far. I only know a little Japanese.And I'm going to have to find a lot of ways to help myself remember new tango and kanji as I go through the year. I should be able to learn a lot this year, as long as I remember to review my tango and kanji 毎日。
国語, which of course is what we would call Nihongo in America, is an interesting term. It makes sense.
Nation's language. While there are Koreans, Chinese, English,Australians, Americans, and other people from all over the world living here, Japan is basically a country where the vast majority of people are ethnic Japanese, and Japanese is the official language.
美術 is still my favorite class.
We are starting out this year drawing from a still life, but we're also keeping a sketchbook where we can draw whatever we like after we finish our assignment.
私の日本語 is improving a little more each day.
One of the things that I realized today was how to use the particle を. For example,
Jun-kun asked me, 漫画を読みますか?
後で, he said, ドアを開けてください. So when I wanted to ask him for a pencil, I knew that pencil is 鉛筆 and that 貸してください means please lend.And after listening to Jun-kun の requests, I realized which particle I need to use between pencil and please lend me.
Jun-kun said that if the pencil is what is borrowed, or the manga is what is read, or if the door is what is to be opened, the object, or sometimes it is a person, that has the action done to it must be followed by wo. That's the direct object.
The other language point I picked up today was about time.It seems that whenever anyone refers to a specific time to do something like
1時に
at 1 o'clock or 2051年に in the year of 2051, the time is followed by the particle に. If you are using words that don't talk about specific times that are more general like 今年 this year or 毎日 every day, you don't use に after the word.I was excited. My language skills are growing up so quickly.